Hello there, my name is Andy Hesford. I'm a voice actor from Bista, and this is my narration reel. The unlit, half-demolished rooms and walls of semi-transparent plastic made the construction site feel like some kind of insane plague hospital. My heart was in my chest as I felt my way through the dark. What if I got caught? I doubted my family could take another tragedy. Dating as far back as anyone can remember, Mexican cartels like the Sinaloa cartel, the Beltran Leyva cartel, and the Los Zetas cartels have terrorized Mexico and its citizens. They have been known to use brutal violence and insane torture as weapons to aid their quest for wealth, territory, and power, not minding that their actions are painting the streets of Mexico blood red. Victims who find themselves in the hands of these dangerous cartel members are kidnapped, and then they are either beaten, burnt alive, or worse. Just how brutal can these cartel torture methods get? Well, you are about to find out, because in this video, I will be going over the most gruesome and insane methods of torture Mexican cartels have been known to use. Before you go any further, you should know that things are about to get ugly. Disney villains are well known for their devilish personalities and dark motives, and fittingly enough, these evil characters typically meet their end in rather gruesome ways. But which one of these deaths are truly the most gruesome? If you've ever made a mix sound great in your home studio, but then that same mix sounds like crap when you listen in your car or headphones, you're about to learn why that happens. And the good news is that it's likely not because you're bad at mixing. In this video, we are going to uncover the truth about how studio monitors and room acoustics are affecting your mixes. And we're going to do that by measuring the response of different speakers in two different home studios.